बिहारे। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। शुद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, शोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारे, यमुना तीरावनचारे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा देवी यमुना देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 6, first verse. So please repeat after me. Shri Prahrada Huvacham Komara Acharet Prajna Dharman Bhagavatan Iham दुर्लभम मनुषम जन्मम तत् अपि अध्रुवम अर्थदम। श्री प्रह्लाद उवाचम, श्री प्रह्लाद उवाचम, कौमार आचरेत प्राज्ञो, कौमार आचरेत प्राज्ञो, धर्मन भगवतान इह, धर्मन भगवतान इह, दुर्लभम मनुषणम जन्म, दुर्लभम मनुषणम जन्म, तदप्यध्रुवामर्तदम्, तदप्यध्रुवामर्तदम्। श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच, कौमार आचरेत प्राज्ञ, धर्मान् भगवतानिह, Janma Tadap Adva Artadam Radha Uvacha Kumara Acharya Prasna Dharma Bhagavatani Shri Prahrada Vacha Kumara Charitrajna Dharman Bhagavataniha Kulava Manushin Jama Tad Aptajuvan Aptadam Shri Prahrada Vacha Mara Chare Dharma Dharman Bhagavataniha Ulava Manushan Janma Tanna Pyatro Amartada
Mataji
Shri Prarada Uvacha Kumara Charit Prajna Dharma Bhagavatani Dilava Manushana Jana Tadyakya Dhruva Martadam Charit Prajna Dharman Bhagavataniha Tuman Bhagavishnu Janma
Thank you very much. Shri Prahrada Uvacha Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumara, in the tender age of childhood, Achare should practice prajna, one who is intelligent, dharman, occupational duties, bhagavatan, which are devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iham, in this life, Durlabham, very rarely obtained. Manusham, human. Janmam, birth. Tat, death. Api, even. Atruvam, impermanent, temporary. Artadam, full of meaning. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Shri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service. Giving up all other engagements, the human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Purport. The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the Vedas is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. Es confirmo in Bhagavad Gita 2:40 svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayati mahato bhayat. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually, throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavad Dharma consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Arshanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. In all the schools, colleges and universities, and at home, all children and youths should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavad Dharma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti Eva Gatir Anyata. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Om Jnanam Timirandasyam Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yenam Tasmai Shigurave Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kantanamostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dear devotees, Prabhupada and Mataji, thank you very much for assembling this morning on the Srimad Bhagavatam class. It is my great honor to represent today's topic from Srimad Bhagavatam as a service for all Vaishnavas and for Srila Prabhupada. I hope that Srila Prabhupada and deities of Srimaya Purdam, Shishi Panchatattva, Lakshmi, Prahlad Nisimhadev and Shishi Radha Madhava Shasaki will bless us all. Certainly from Srimad Bhagavatam we can learn, understand and practice many things. But in this seventh canto, we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj many things. We can learn how properly conceive a child in Krishna consciousness, how to create divine social order, how to always remember the Lord by the science of devotional service, and finally how to attain the ultimate goal of life, love of Godhead. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj as a Paramahamsa Mahajana is teaching us how to attain all these things. And Srila Prabhupada, who is coming in the separate succession from Prahlad Maharaj, is also repeating the same message. So I would like to today also repeat the Srila Prabhupada message and try to inspire us in our life, in our devotional service. As we see in today's sutra, the most prominent thing is education, the need and purpose of education in devotional life. Especially Srila Prabhupada is stressing that in this human form of life, we should attain perfection of life by education. Education starts by brahmacharya, the system of controlling the senses in the from the beginning of life, in the young age of 5 years old. In such a way, the Vedic Gurukula or the school is teaching us how not only to control our senses, but how to use our senses for the master of all senses, Hrishikesha, and attain the high reality. Now, I would like to present what is actually the meaning of Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam from educational point of view. As we know, Veda means knowledge. Vaidam Vedam. Veda means knowledge. And Vedas are not ordinary knowledge which can be created by human creativity. It's not the result of human creativity. It is directly coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore it's called Apaurusha, Apaurusheya. It's not created by ordinary living beings. And it is written in perfect language, Sanskrit. Sanskritam, perfectly composed. And Vedas are written in such a way that these sutras are linguistically perfectly composed and universally applicable. In every situation, in every age, Vedas can be performed because Vedas are presenting what is Dharma. Dharma means the nature of something. So, for human beings, it's very important to understand that activities comes from knowledge. Whatever activities we have, we will perform such. Whatever knowledge we have, we will perform such activities. Therefore, perfect activities, Sanskriti or culture, must come from knowledge, must come from Sanskrit. Perfect language gives the perfect knowledge, and perfect knowledge gives the perfect activities. In such a way, the Arya Bharatiya Sanskriti is created, the culture of Indian subcontinent. And those who are following Sanskriti are called Sukriti, they are doing Sukriti activities. The activities which are beneficial to them. This prefix Su means that it is it's great. We have Sukriti and Dushkriti. Dushkriti is not so great. So according to these activities, Sukriti and Dushkriti, we have two types of personalities, Asuras and Devas. And we can see that it's not that they are following the same knowledge and not following the same or performing the same activities. Vedas are giving opportunities for all living beings to attain whatever they want. Vedas are called Kalpavriksha. And in this Kalpavriksha we can find Paravidya, Aparavidya, Adunika Vidya, and also we can see how to misuse the knowledge and to come under ignorance. Paravidya explains the transcendental pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Aparavidya explains the activities of living beings in material world. And when this knowledge is wrongly interpreted out of Vedic context, becomes avidya. Because the paravidya, it is knowledge which is directly connected with the Supreme Lord. Aparavidya is indirectly connected with the Supreme Lord. But when we use this knowledge for sense gratification, it becomes ignorance because separates us from the higher reality or the Supreme Lord. The whole teachings of Vedas is that to teach us that the most sublime reality is the existence of Supreme Personality Sri Krishna, and who is performing his pastimes with his devotees in a spiritual world, of course. And material knowledge, paravidya mentioned in Vedas, is helping living beings to attain fruits of material activities in such a way that it will not contaminate them so much that they will forget the Lord. But when these two types of knowledge is extracted and taken for sense gratification, it becomes ignorance. Therefore, people can use Jyotish, Ayurveda, Gandharva Veda, Stapatya Veda, all other Vedas for sense gratification, although this knowledge is meant to realization of the Supreme Lord. So the use of knowledge creates the result. So when we act upon a paravidya, we create a karma. When we act on paravidya, we create karma. And when we act upon avidya, we create vikarma. That is the results of this knowledge. So Vedas are giving us opportunity in this human form of life how to act, but also teach us how to act to attain the perfection of life. Although Vedas are giving such a knowledge, it is not that they are encouraging us. In conclusion, in Siddhanta, Vedas are not encouraging living being to act upon paravidya and avidya and stay in material world. Thus in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Shri Bhagavan uvacha, sarvasya chaham shridi sanivishto, matra smritir jnanam apohanam cha, vedaicha sarvari aham eva vedyo, vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham. That Supreme Lord is residing in the heart of every living being and giving knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Also, he is the compiler of Vedanta and the knower of the Veda and the goal of all knowledge. So, from this sutra we can see that the Lord in the form of Veda, transcendental sound vibration, in the form of Paramatma is giving us always knowledge how to act. But we are choosing how to act according to our desires. Paramatma is situated in the heart of every living being and giving knowledge how to act, even to birds, to animals, what to say about humans. And through Vedas we can understand how to use this inspiration properly in devotional service. Therefore, we can see that there are two sources of Vedic knowledge in human society. One is perpetually from Supersoul, and the other is from Vedas. Vedas are the oldest scriptures in the world, and all branches of the world, branches of the knowledge, came from Vedas. We can see that Srila Vyasadeva is mentioning that there was 1,130 branches of knowledge. And from this, in different times, places and circumstances, different branches of knowledge have been developed. Therefore, although sometimes materialistic scientists, empiric philosophers and mental speculators can understand that some principle of material life or material creation, they cannot understand why does it functions. They can see these functions, we can use this, but they doesn't know actually that behind all material world is super soul, which giving the potency that all principles of material world is working properly. So sometimes they are declaring that they are great scientists, that they are discovered something very great for humanity, but in actuality, they didn't present the most important thing, how this principle is working, who created this principle. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada many times provoked the scientists that they explain the brain behind the phenomenal world. Everyone can explain the phenomenal world in some extent, but if you explain the brain behind it, that is success. That is actually science. And without understanding this principle, actually the whole science doesn't have meaning. Therefore, as Srila Prabhupada is saying, the Krishna consciousness movement is very much in anxious to teach the whole human society how to act in devotional service to the supreme cause of all causes, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And then we are acting according to this principle or to this person, actually everything have a sense. So it is great imperative and challenging for all international society for Krishna consciousness to establish the proper educational system, the unique educational system in which all the controversies will be reconciled, and the all conclusions will be presented in such a way that everyone can understand it, as Srila Prabhupada already presented it in his books. We can see that this is great need actually in our society also, because in education of human society we can see that there is many levels. Firstly, we are starting with anamaya level, proceeding to pranamaya, manamaya, vijnanamaya, and finally anandamaya level. On anamaya level, the level of sense gratification, we are acting according to different arts and sciences, but material arts and sciences, only for sense gratification. When we are proceeding further, we can develop more human qualities. And on that level, politics, economics, moral codes are introduced in society. On further level, manomaya, the level of religiosity, the living beings are acting upon the occupational duties in social and the spiritual order. On the vijnanamaya level, the human society is acting upon the realization of difference between body and soul. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that human form of life actually starting on this level, and we understand that we are not this body. This is real beginning of human form of life and the purpose also. And finally acting upon anandamaya level, means to understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of all sources, and that He is the Paramananda Maya Purusha, the transcendental reality which is beyond our material senses. So in our society also we can see that devotees are making progress. Now we are trying to develop different master plans, we are trying to develop strategic planning, we are trying to develop different types of unities in society. And we can see according to these teachings of Upanishad, it is on second level, pranamaya level. First level is anamaya level, when everyone is acting upon his own ideas, his own sense gratification. But now we want to unite society, that we have some one goal, but in future we will need to develop more this consciousness and act upon manomaya, vijnanamaya and anandamaya level. Although we are devotees, still we need to go to this process of purification individually and collectively. So every one of us needs to go to this process. Although we are performing devotional service, it is not on the perfect stage. Therefore, everyone is encouraged from this purport of Srila Prabhupada to very seriously introduce education of Krishna consciousness in their homes, schools, colleges, universities, wherever is possible. And devotees are already for 50 years preaching this message. But although we are inviting so many people in our society, we need to establish in our society the greatest schools. So we are going out and preaching Krishna consciousness, but in our society, we should have the greatest schools. This is the Srila Prabhupada's desire. I read one instruction from Srila Prabhupada in which he is saying that we should have such a schools that the most educated and the greatest people in the world will send their children in our schools. Because they will see that our values in life is much greater, that our level of humanity, level of understanding, the necessity of education is much greater than theirs. And we can see that Prahlad Maharaj also as a teacher, transcendental professor of spiritual science, is teaching us the method, the simple method of Bhagavad Dharma. Srimad Bhagavatam is conclusion of all Vedas and giving us the highest knowledge upon which we should act. This method is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. This is methodology of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi, which we should apply in our life. And this method in the age of Kali is very much simplified, as we can see. Srila Prabhupada is saying that in this age of Kali, person can simply chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the most sublime mantra in all Vedic literature, because the express the highest meaning of human form of life. Like here it is said, Arthadam. This human form of life is full of meaning. All this temporary is full of meaning, and the highest meaning is to attain the highest reality through chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And although it is so easy, it is very scientific. We can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is deeply explaining the science of sound. In Nirukti it is said, Manasa trayate iti mantra. Mantra is that which releases the mind from wrong conceptions. In this material life we have wrong conceptions of life. We are thinking that we are this body, and according to Ahankara we should act. So we are bewildered by this material energy. But mantra can reveal the knowledge upon real reality of soul and give us opportunity to act upon our real constitutional position and nature. Therefore, when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should understand from Srimad Bhagavatam that Maha Mantra is revealing the turiyam or the transcendental nature. Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining that there is four stages of consciousness, and we should be educated in these stages of consciousness. First is Jagrat, awakened stage, then Swapna, stage of sleeping, dreaming, then Sushupti, stage of deep sleep without dream, and then finally Turiya, the fully awakened stage of consciousness and the eternal nature of living soul. So Srimad Bhagavatam is also explaining, although we are awakened in this Jagrata consciousness, we are sleeping actually, because we are still thinking and dreaming about sense enjoyment. Mind is always tricking us. We are awake, but somehow we are always dreaming. This sense object, that sense object, this atmosphere, this ambient, this opportunity, that opportunity. So we are always dreaming, in this situation, I'll be so much satisfied. Actually, it's not the reality. The real reality is to use the sense objects in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The same sense objects which we are now seeing as objects for sense enjoyment, we can use for devotional service to the Lord. And it becomes another nature, it becomes prema, not kama. And Srimad Bhagavatam also explains that there is four levels of sons according to these four levels of consciousness. And these levels are para, pashyanti, madhyama, and vaikari. Vaikari is speaking sound, madhyama is mental sound, pashyanti is intellectual sound, and para is transcendental sound. And on transcendental level, there is no difference between object and the name of object. Therefore, when we are chanting the names of Shri Radha Krishna, they are present, although we cannot perceive it. On the level of pashyanti, the form is present, rupa. On the level of madhyama, the qualities are present. And on the level of avikari, the activities are present, activities of the lila. So we have our own lilas in this material world. Nama, guna, rupa, lila. We have some pastimes or activities in this world. But we can see that we are not satisfied, but these activities doesn't give us full pleasure. It is because we forgot the transcendental reality. And Srila Prabhupada is asking one question. Actually, although we can understand the four qualities, name and the activities in this world, he is asking from where the inspiration or idea comes to name something, to give qualities to something, to form something, and to act as we act. And he is saying actually that this knowledge or inspiration actually comes from the soul, from para, from transcendental sound vibration. Because the by nature soul is Sachit Anandam. It is always blissful and full of knowledge and eternal. But when this soul comes into connection with the material world, it becomes pervertedly reflected, and therefore we create some identities in this world. So the same nature which we use in the spiritual world for the devotional service, we are using in the material world for sense enjoyment. Therefore, we are creating so many worlds, actually. We are creating worlds in which we live, but it's actually not reality. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is inviting us actually to come back home, back to Godhead, to the chanting of this transcendental sun vibration. And in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can see, are we chanting from the sense level, from mental level, intellectual level, or it's finally transcendental level? Srila Prabhupada is actually saying in one of his essays that when one is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he is automatically overcoming sensual, mental, intellectual levels and come down the transcendental level. But we, because we are still contaminated, we cannot perceive it. But those who can properly hear the transcendental sound vibration and the position from which does it comes, they can witness that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not material. It's not created on the lips, it's not created in the mind, it's not created by intelligence. It comes automatically from transcendental level. Actually, it means that the Lord reveals Himself to devotee who have a good attitude in chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then the Lord is revealing His form, qualities and pastimes. And finally, this Paramananda Purusha will be revealed fully. Lord Shamasundar will be revealed when we have a great affection and love for Him. Only at that stage He will fully be revealed. So in our daily approach to Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we should see that the Maha Mantra have great potency to purify us from karma and put us on the level of bhakti and finally on prema. Karma is illusion. When we are seeing sense objects for our sense enjoyment, and prema is the reality which can be obtained easily by chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The most merciful incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave us this opportunity to attain the Supreme Lord by chanting of His names. But although it's so easily, it seems so complicated for us because we are polluted by the material desires, and therefore we are in an illusion. And finally, the only reality can be perceived when the person is chanting the holy name on the level of prema. And the whole purpose of education is come from Shraddha to Prema. This is full education. Materialistic education can give us some extent of education, purification of character, knowledge, but cannot give us the full realization of a need for education, the purpose of education. That is to understand Sri Krishna, as He said, I'm the goal of all Vedas, Vedaicha Sarvairaham Eva Vedyam. He's saying this in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the whole society needs to try to act on the level of Anandamaya. Although we are trying to act upon some greater levels, Pranamaya, Manamaya, Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya, actually the society must come on the higher levels, and the society must be led by those who understand what is Manamaya, the level of religiosity, Vijnanamaya, the purpose of religion, to understand that we are not this body, that the Supreme Lord is the goal of all knowledge, and Anandamaya, those who are fully realized in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, I would like to thank you all for so attentively listening, and would like to ask you, maybe there is some questions. Okay. There is one question behind.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class.
I have a question. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions about education specifically and about giving Vedic education. And he also mentions that presently education is training up people only to live a life of sense gratification. So, as devotees, sometimes devotees have to stay in cities and, you know, they have to stay in various places. They also have to put their children into various educational systems. Not everybody is fortunate to be able to put their children in the Gurukul. So, how can a parent distinguish or select an appropriate school or an educational system where the training is not focused on sense gratification?
Not focused on sense gratification?
Yeah, I mean, so that...
There is no such school. That school can be only Bhagavad Gurukul. Actually, it is the great responsibility of leaders of society to create environment for proper education. The greatest responsibility. Because these kids are coming to our institution, our society, we should give them opportunity for proper education. But I know the situation is not so much good because of modern way of life. Yeah? Kids are born in cities and our education is not so much developed. Therefore, the stress should be on the education from now on. And for now, the kids in such situation should be learned, teached as much as possible at home. Homeschooling. And from this homeschooling, they can develop organically greater schools. And Srila Prabhupada is also saying that everything can be used in devotional service. But we need to know how to use it. Because sometimes when we use something, we also take mood. When we are sending school in such kids in such environment, such schools, they're taking also the mood. And that is why kids can be spoiled by this mood of sense enjoyment. Actually, the Gurukula is meant for renunciation, for tapasya, for sacrifice, for charity. The kids should be teach this. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is inviting us in this purpose in saying this Hare Krishna movement is anxious to teach humanity in all schools, universities and colleges. So when we are going to teach on colleges, schools and universities, we are not trying to assimilate their method of teaching. We are trying to teach and preach them. Our method. Our method is Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam Shabda Brahma. It's not only pratyaksha, sensual perception or anumana, the mental speculation or empiric experiments. It's not only this. The Shabda Brahma. With pratyaksha and anumana we cannot understand reality. That is problematics. And parents should also be so much responsible to understand this that we should put effort on this. We are, as an institution, we are growing and growing. So what should we do with all these kids? Many people are complaining. But actually the question is what we are doing. If you complain, immediately you need to act upon it. That is Vedic. If you are complaining, please do something. Help. Therefore Srila Prabhupada is inviting us. Help this movement, this Hare Krishna movement. Like this. Okay, thank you. Maybe some other question?
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
What is Mahamaya and what is Yoga Maya?
Mahamaya is illusion and Yoga Maya is reality. Is that it's enough. Mahamaya is when we are trying to enjoy Shakti, Krishna's potencies for sense enjoyment. She is expanding in such a way. Yoga Maya is expanding. It's another face of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is Krishna's energy, which are giving facilities and opportunities for living beings and Shaktis to be engaged in devotional service of Krishna. But when we are using this potency for our sense gratification, turns the face, and from Srimati Radharani, Lakshmi Devi, Parvati, becomes Durga, becomes Kali, becomes Mahamaya. So we are under this illusion. She gave us facilities, because this Mahamaya is actually the gift of the Lord. We wanted this. But if we want to go back, we should use Veda, our knowledge, and use the same potencies. Achit, in the service of Ishvara, and then becomes Chit. Becomes, by mercy of Yoga Maya, becomes Chit. Something else?
Hare Krishna. Just as a follow-up, certain people, when they think, I mean, like let's say in Vrindavan they have a Gurukul, and some materialists also put their children in such Gurukuls.
Can you repeat the last sentence?
In Vrindavan they have a Gurukul, the name is Gurukul, just adjacent the temple, and they, some materialists also, I mean some not initiated devotees, etc., also put their children in such Gurukuls. But sometimes some parents have a fear that what if my child doesn't have an inclination to live a life of Krishna consciousness in future. So if I put this child in a Gurukul system, am I not limiting his choices? Am I not destroying their life? You know, these are the questions they ask. They don't have an interest, they don't want to be a sadhu or brahmachari. He won't be able to earn a living, he won't be able to survive in this material world. So this is their fear, they say this. So what is the answer to this question?
Actually in ashram there is four levels of curricula. First is ashram itself, sadachar, for regulative principles which are vidhi. Actually this is nisheda, prohibitions, and vidhi is regulations, especially chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, cleanliness, Pancharatrika vidhi, all other things like this. This is vidhi and nisheda in ashram. Then you have curriculum. I said that all branches of knowledge are coming from Vedas actually. So actually Chaturdasha Vidya, 14 books of Vedic knowledge, are explaining everything in concepts and in detail. Many Vedas are destroyed, but from concepts you can understand how to use Vedic knowledge, Apara Vidya, and to see what is left in modern society from this Apara Vidya. Because all branches of knowledge in the world have some potency still of Vedic knowledge. So you can use arts, sciences to teach the kids, but the teacher must know this, how to use and connect this Apara Vidya with Para Vidya. Because Srila Prabhupada said you can use this microphone. This is material knowledge. Knowledge about sound, ether, electricity, all this is material knowledge. So you can use in devotional service, but the teacher must be educated, because the focus in Vedic education is not on knowledge, it's on relationship between teacher and disciple. And the teacher is actually the embodiment of knowledge. He must have realized this knowledge, and especially he must have good character. I mean, he have a good character, kids will not learn only knowledge, they will learn the good character. But this knowledge of the concepts must be taken from Vedas. So this ashram, Chaturdasha Vidya, 14 books of Vedic knowledge, then specialization, Upaveda, in Varnashram, in Gandharva Veda, in Stapatya Veda, in Ayurveda, in all other Upavedas which are necessary for society. And finally, Chatushashta Kala, or the 46 arts which Krishna also learned in his Gurukul, Sandipani Muni Ashram. Actually, in Srila Prabhupada's books, everything is explained, whole curriculum, everything. So what should we do? As Srila Prabhupada said here, I will try to find. Just a second. Oh, it's here. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. So, to put them into practice. We have lack of this. We know philosophy. Jnana is there, but we jnana, we need to put in practice. And only after practice the realization can come. Realization is the level of avijnana maya. Person realizes knowledge, this reality. And this is full curriculum which should be developed. So Srila Prabhupada gave us this. And when we put this into practice one day, we will ideš već sad.